Good afternoon, everyone. It's almost 1 p.m. on a beautiful hump day, right? It's Wednesday, September 27th, and it's a Canberra Riverman podcast. How goes it? Goes good for me. It's fun. Beautiful day. I'm walking in the shade. Pitter-patter of flip-flops and me crushing leaves on a path in Northern Virginia. All right. Time for a little pod. Much to discuss, as always. Okay. Immediate concerns. So, as the world changes super fast, feels like the world's spinning a little faster than normal. The hurricanes are spinning. Everything's coming at you. We have an immediate concern here in the U.S. We're dealing with something. We're witnessing a war on intelligence, almost. It's a weird thing. It's a problem with humanity. We can't always pay attention to everything all of the time. There's too much going on, and we have our own problems to deal with in our own life, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you're one of more than a few dozen people, probably. And there are 7 or 8 billion others that aren't hearing it, right? So it's like that with a lot of things. Now, we get a lot of Trump in our news. We get a ton of Trump. He finds a way to be everywhere. This is why he comes out with these weird statements to get press and to cause drama, right? Attacking NFL players for kneeling during the anthem or whatever, which is I guess a symbolic protest of police brutality, or, you know, people of color not being treated like people of not color. Like whites, right? There is definitely a lot of that. It's a fault of humanity. We are kind of racist. Even the AI bots that we are creating to learn off of our language and act human to fool us into thinking that they're human, those bots become racist because they get into racist ping pong battles with other people that are either trolling or naturally just being racist. It's a fault of humanity to look at something that's different than you and think that it's, and be scared of it, right? And be scared, and then after fear comes anger, right? Anger is a product of fear. I've always heard that fear is a more basic emotion, anger is secondary and reactive to that. So, sad, right? Now, faults of humanity, hopefully, can be solved by advancements in intelligence. So we have this, so Trump is a war on intelligence, and I'll tell you why. Tell you why. What's going on? The picture is becoming pretty clear thank the Lord for the FBI, right? Thank the Lord for Dr. Mueller. Let's call him Dr. Mueller. I don't even think he's a doctor. He's a freaking lawyer. Let's call him Dr. Mueller. Dr. Mueller is doing a great job putting together and assembling what's really going on, what happened. And it started to make sense to me today on the walk, because we have so much trouble understanding Trump. That's why he captures the media. He's so zigzaggy and slithery that the media goes one way and he goes the other. Boom, today I'll work with Democrats. Tomorrow I'll start referencing Elton John songs when I talk about Kim Jong-un. Rocket Man. I don't know how the words to that song, but Trump's everywhere, right? And he hasn't done anything totally super duper ridiculously awful crazy yet. He's kind of teetered on the way. There are people trying to keep him in line, trying to reassemble him and make sure he doesn't do something else, but he still has control of his Twitter. He can control his phone and his Twitter, and nobody can tell him he won't. It's crazy. And he knows if it doesn't go out because he can look at it. It's kind of funny. In that way, he has mastered the most current version of communication technology that we have as humans, which is Twitter. I think it is. It's Twitter. For some reason, he knows what goes out. He can co-fifi by accident, and it's a story. He loves it. It's like whatever you do on your phone and press send becomes the news. And he has mastered that. I'll give him credit for that. But that's only going to take you so far. Words are only so powerful. And then you've got to wonder, well, what's his motivation for this? We know that he wants attention. He is naturally a liar and a fraud who just lives off the currency of attention and eyes looking at him because that's all he really wants. I think I'm getting eaten by a beetle. Get off of me. I don't know. I lost something. Freaking spiders. We're going to have a discussion about spiders and how to beat them on a later episode. But we're going to continue on with Trump right now. So the dude wants attention. That's all he wants. That's why he's criticizing Kaepernick. Or every other... He's criticizing everyone. One, because he wants attention. And here's the reason for... Here's number two. Here's why he also does that. He does that because, I believe, Putin relays messages for him to do stuff like this. Because Putin is the one who, essentially, when you trace everything back, it's Russian Putin influence into supporting Trump, his businesses, and I'm sure his election campaign. That's the story that seems to be coming out. That's what the way it looks. And it makes sense. Because if Putin wanted to rule the world, let's assume that Vlad wants to rule the world. Let's assume that he does. And he's going to use all of Russia's assets that he can harness to do it. And you don't even need to harness so many to create a troll, a bot army. He knows this. He's a smart dude. You got to give him credit, man. He you know, gets elected president, puts somebody else up there, goes back to become president. He knows how to run stuff. He knows how to dictate. I see Putin as a worthy adversary of the entire world because he has the largest landmass at his disposal. Now, how we work with him and make sure that he doesn't do that, it means that, you know, there has to be equal strength. Well, if Putin wants to take over the world and he's got a lot of money and a lot of power, and he sees a presidential election and says, well, one fault, or not fault, but one weakness in democracy is the physical election process. The process of everyone getting together their ideas and going and checking a box for the right one. The one that's not the devil. Like, that's a fault of democracies. We all have to do that. We only get one shot at it. Sometimes we get denied. There are lines. You can't just email in your vote. Well, you can. You can mail in your vote. But it isn't pushed, and people don't realize. Like, basically, everybody should mail in their vote. And then you only go on election day if you haven't voted yet. And we keep track of everything as we go. That would be awesome. I'd like that. Then you could see, like, you could see that, like, Hillary is 98% ahead and you really don't have to go to the polls tomorrow. Or you could wait till 5, 6 p.m. and be watching the tally on your phone and being like, oh my God, are you serious? Trump is winning here in Michigan? Like, motherfucker, bitch, get to the polls. Yeah, that's what you would do in Lansing if you saw that Hillary was losing in Michigan and was going to lose the presidency to Trump. People would have left their jobs. Dude, every Popeyes and churches would have been empty and people would have been voting. I'm telling you, I would have left the casino and gone to vote. I don't know what the hell I was doing on election day, but I forgot to vote. No, wait, I take that back. I did not vote for Trump. I did vote in the presidential election. I voted for myself. I did not vote for Hillary because I couldn't do it either. Now, by the way, Hillary won Virginia, so it didn't matter. And the Democrat, I think, won. The Democrat was running unopposed. our district is so Democratic that it was running unopposed. So I don't know why I went there. I voted for some bonds. I was like, yeah, diversify my bonds. Right. Do it. That's what I voted for. Now, that's a fault in our... So what Putin did is Putin took over the process by creating fake news, making people lethargic about the election by having just nothing but awful stories, things that aren't true, exaggerating what is true, leaking all emails. You know, they leaked all Hillary's emails. What did we learn? She sent like maybe 5 classified documents she forwarded or something because they weren't tagged. Like, that's how bad it was. Really? Like, yeah, exactly. She's a boring person. Yeah, she doesn't have any like total conspiracy stuff up her ass. She doesn't. Sorry. Yeah, that's another reason why we didn't vote for her. Because she has no personality. Yeah, exactly. We didn't want a consolation president. We at least wanted a Russian influenced reality TV star, and that's what we got. We could have had Gary Johnson. I would have taken Jill Stein. I would have. that would have been fine. She wouldn't have done to the EPA what's going on right now. So what happened is, because Trump wants attention and has no money, he's poor, folks. That's why he won't release his tax returns. He owes more than he has. Makes total sense. He's had, I believe, at least more than a hat trick of bankruptcies. I'm pretty sure. Probably four. I think he actually got an empty netter at the end, too. And now what is he living off of? Well, U.S. banks won't lend him money. Why? Because you have four bankruptcies. Yeah, that happens. Where do you go? You go to Vlad. You go to Vlad because Vlad can make rubles out of nothing. And he's just gambling on potentially disrupting the entire executive branch by getting a plant in there, but getting a moron who owes him a lot of money as a president. I mean, how funny is that? I swear to God, Putin has a glass of wine every so often, every couple nights. And he just sits and he gets some hot model to suck his dick. And he just is like, you know what? I fucking have the goddamn fucking president of the United States in my fucking head. And he just laughs. And he laughs and he comes. And it's over. And I think that that's what happens. Because it's obvious, right? Trump owes him a bunch of money. Trump's an idiot. Trump's the president. Now, the reason why we spell out that clearly is that we have to do something about that. Like, okay, so it is a weakness. So we elected this guy supposedly for 4 years. Well, there are laws in place. There are checks and balances. What are they? They're that Congress impeaches an idiot like this and gets him out. We all thought that Trump would. Nobody, when Trump got elected, even on election night, even through the utter stunning of watching that happen, I fell asleep. I woke up and he was president. I was like, anyway, even through that, we didn't know how bad it was yet. You know, we didn't know that he really was a pre-Russian puppet. We understood that he'd never say anything bad about Vlad. That's because we didn't know. It's because he owes him probably $2 billion. We didn't know that. So it was funnier. Now we know that. And we all suspected he would get impeached anyway. So why doesn't the Congress impeach him? And here's why. Where do you think the Congress is getting their funding from? Where do you think the Republican Party, who's also completely full of shit, almost the entire party is just utterly a whore for whoever is giving them money and will do anything and will march in lockstep and are just drones, right? They're drones with no minds. Now, who are those people? Where are they getting their money from? Well, there's dark super PAC money that's probably funding a lot of ads and funding a lot of whatever, or doing decisions behind the scenes that we don't know about because of terrible campaign finance laws that somehow got through the Supreme Court that need to be changed. And so you get dark, dark, dark money that we don't even know about. Well, I suspect that if I'm Putin and I have fake money and I can get it into the system, that I fund super PAC stuff. And I fund the entire Republican Party because they're all whores and they're susceptible to the highest bidder. That's the problem with them. And whoever's running the show, but now it's not everybody. There are people with eye cancer like John McCain, that eye brain cancer don't care anymore. Don't care about a lot anymore, but we'll still do whatever. There are some people who have to stand up. The healthcare thing has been a great example where they can't vote for it because they're like, wait a minute, dude, are you serious? Like, I don't make a ton of money as a senator even, or as a congressman, and you're asking me to vote against having my kid get health insurance. And I'm like, my kid has got I have a kid with cystic fibrosis or whatever, and they haven't cured it yet. And it costs me $100,000 a year if I can't get insurance. If you're asking me to vote against that, then my wife is going to never fuck me again. And they had to stand up. Like, people had to stand up and be like, you cannot cut Medicaid everywhere. So some of them have to have sort of a conscience once in a while. But in generally, most of them are a complete horse. So I think Putin is taking control of that and funds the super PACs. And you got a lot of dark super PAC Russian money, which is why the Republicans don't impeach. Why there are enough of them are bought off, even if they don't even know it. They're agents of Putin because they don't even know where their money's coming from. They just get a story from somebody else. I just ran into a huge spider web. So the point of that is, I'm going to have to end the podcast here. Hold on. What are we at? 15. Let's go another minute. Where were we? We have to do something about this. We have to do something about the fact that the Congress is apparently purchased off and won't impeach an agent of the Russian government. Because here's what we have. We have essentially an unelected branch or two of agencies that are acting to in the best interest of the rest of us. And there are enforcement agencies, but they're more bureaucratic and less elected in nature. So what happens is you have a complicated situation where the checks and balances of our old structure of government, or three branches, have kind of been usurped due to their weakness of the base election process. And you have the unelected agencies that are the ones that are still sane, right? Because you have to look at what Putin's really doing. Putin tells Trump, go criticize NFL players, because try to create destabilization where, try to throw America into upheaval. Like, think about the president criticizing players essentially because they're black, which is what he's doing, and being associated with any protest related to race. What a horrible person to be the president of the United States, right? So if I'm Putin, I say, what can I do that, you know, isn't overt? Like, he can't tell, he can try to tell Trump, go ahead and drone your own people, you know, kill your own people. But as soon as he did that, clearly, like, everyone, even everyone would be like, all right, we have to get this madman out of office, right? Nobody wants it to ever to come to that. But Putin tells him to do these other things which are inflammatory and kind of harmless, but on a more emotional level, damaging and destabilizing at a core societal level. And so that's why you have these weird things of, hey, you know, send out a doctrine saying you're going to ban transgenders from the military. Try to disrupt and discord the camaraderie within the military by trying to break them apart at their seams, at their humanity. Issue something like that. Or now it's attack the NFL. Try to get your base all right. Your base is watching Kansas City win. Was barely watching the Patriots win. Actually, the Patriots fans movie. No, I'm not going to make a bad racist joke right there. Sorry. The point is the base is watching. I hope the wind isn't too bad on the pod here. The base is watching, and you're criticizing the players that the base is cheering for. It's a confusing message. It's a destabilizing message. And it's one that keeps Trump in the news because you can't not talk about it. I think that that's why all those things are married together and why that's a story. And why that happens. So if you start to look at Trump in the context of what if he was owned by Putin and he was trying to passively destroy his own country and trick Trump into doing his bidding, which is destabilizing to his own country, but Trump doesn't see it that way, or he reaches Trump at his at Trump's weakness, which is the need for publicity and his eyes and attention on him at all times, by pushing him in the direction of doing things like criticizing the NFL players, because it keeps him in the news and implicitly destroys a weird societal backbone of America, which is watching football on Sunday. So I don't know. I saw all those going on this week and felt the need to discuss it, because we do have to get this guy out of the office. I think we as Americans need to set a deadline, which is, we have a New Year's resolution for 2018. And it's this: when 2018 rolls around, we're going to be glad that Trump isn't president anymore. Okay? Can we do that, everyone? Because I think even if you're an idiot, you agree that guy shouldn't be president anymore.